our friends from the White Time are in. I've always wanted to do this. The White Time is 14 minutes to 11.
Oh, I like that.
The White Time?
All right, yeah.
Jane, is it Jane?
Yes.
It is Jane, isn't it? Morning, Jane, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You look a bit panicked.
It's first time here.
First time you've ever done any radio at all?
Absolutely.
And we did say that, you know, take a seat in the green room, we'll sort of chill you out, and if we do see you leave the building, I'll have, you know, you're only going to get halfway across the car park before you get rugby tackled by me and dragged back in.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't do that then?
No, I didn't.
Tell us about the White Time. There's a lovely story to this, because you've ended up running your own business.
Yes.
So what happened before?
I worked for another jeweler's, and last summer it closed due to retirement. I was managing the workshop there, and it was very sad. The jewelers had been there a long time, but I had another job for a little while and then decided to open my own business, go back to doing what my training was for, and opened the White Time.
And because that's a brave step, isn't it?
Yes.
Because let's be honest, you're either going to be in life, you're either going to be a foot soldier, or you're going to be a captain, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you for a period of time, foot soldier, do all the way, and then realise that, hey, hang on a minute, I could do that.
Yes.
And it's, I mean, it's, in this day and age, with setting up your business, it's quite courageous, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. A lot of businesses are closing, not many opening. But I felt I needed to give it a go. And here I am doing it now. So.
What I like about this story is that, yeah, okay, you worked in a jeweler's, and, you know, which is quite a complex thing, you know, fixing watches and so on and so forth. But you've actually diversified the whole business, haven't you? Because it's not just jewellery that you deal with.
No. My business colleague, Barry, he can do electronic repairs.
Right.
To computers, laptops, PCs, doing virus removal and upgrades to Windows or downgrades to Windows and all sorts of electronic repairs. So he's fixed televisions and phones and all sorts in the past, but we're just concentrating on laptops and PCs.
How brilliant is that? Because obviously, if you go back 20 years, if you wanted to get your watch fixed and your laptop as well, we'll go back 15 years, because you probably wouldn't have had a laptop 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You'd have had to go to two different shops.
Yes.
But now you can go to one.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way of the world. And I always remember Del Boy saying you've got to find a gap in the market.
Yes.
And you found a gap in the market, and you've got to kind of combine quite a few businesses there, haven't you?
Yes, doing watch and clock repairs, jewellery repairs, cleaning to jewellery and watches, batteries, watch straps. We can fit batteries into tools, like builder's tools, like spirit levels that are all laser, so I can put new batteries in those as well. Basically, it's a wide range. I do pat testing as well, to both domestic and...
It's bigger, isn't it? It gets wider.
Yeah.
You mentioned jewellery, fixing jewellery.
Yes.
Now, I used to be quite big. I used to be about 15 stone, and now I've lost a few stone. And I had a wedding ring, and it don't fit on the thing because it slops about. So I need it shrunk.
Yeah, that can be made smaller.
Right, okay. I'm coming in to see you about that then. My laptop is telling me that there ain't no space on it, but there should be, because there's nothing on it. So I'm bringing that in, all right?
Okay.
And my wife's Apple Watch is struggling. You gave me some great advice last week, but her watch, its battery is struggling. And you say you can change the battery.
Yes.
But is it worth doing on an Apple Watch?
We can give it a go. It's not terribly expensive. Just a case of we order in the battery. It's not the same as a watch battery. It's more like a phone battery.
Right.
And it just connects in like a little electrical, almost like a telephone socket connection. And it may be that it was just not a very good battery to start with.
Well, it's always had a bit of an issue. And I say every now and again you have an upgrade
yes.
on the software. and it's all, every other upgrade, sort of the battery starts working properly again, and then it doesn't. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And she's trying it on by saying, "Oh, well, surely the easiest thing for me to buy a new one, a new watch." And I'm thinking, oh, I don't think so, not anymore. And I kind of told her about you, and then her face kind of dropped. But then, you know, she could see the, because she was thinking she was going to get a new upgrade, because obviously we got the first ones, and I think these would be like Mark IV, the new ones coming out. But it just makes sense to put a battery in it, doesn't it?
We can certainly give it a go. Although a lady does like a new piece of jewellery.
I know she does. I know they do. So what else do you do? And whereabouts are you based?
Based on Holyrood Street, in between the Ale House and Hurst's. And it's just a very small shop. We've got lots of new and reconditioned watches. We can procure the more expensive watches. We have managed to locate two Amigas for two different gentlemen who are very happy with their purchases.
See, I thought Amiga was like a computer that they used to have about 30-odd years ago.
No.
That's not right.
It's a very well-made Swiss movement watch.
Wow.
So
anything Swiss has got to be super stuff, hasn't
it? Even on eBay, I've tried to bid before, but talking 200 plus for the cheapest model.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
You must get to meet some interesting people when they come in with their jewellery that's probably quite old. Because let's be honest, I would imagine we live in a world with a throwaway society, so anything kind of modern, people think, oh, I don't work anymore, it's not supposed to, let's go and get a new one.
Yeah.
But those old watches, that old technology is something that people would probably want to fix. So you must get to see some interesting pieces and meet interesting people.
Yes, both clocks and watches. We've had a cuckoo clock in.
Really?
Yeah, which we fixed and had on test for a couple of weeks till the lady could get back and pick it up. And she was very happy. It was all working perfectly again. We've had some older pocket watches come through to us. And just generally, anything of any age can be fixed,
right,
so long as the parts are available.
Okay. Well, look, I'm coming down to see you to get my wedding ring sorted, because it's been like it for 2 years. I've been this slim for 2 years.
I'm going tomorrow to see her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my Ben Sherman watch at home needs a new strap and a new battery.
Okay.
So I'm going down tomorrow to get it fixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's okay.
Great.
Well, look, thank you for coming in and sharing that. And it is a nice story. It really is. And this is what we're all about. Local radio is all about promoting local businesses, especially yours, because, it's local people that have, decided that, okay, I've lost my job, and now I'm going to start up something else and do, what I was trained to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's brave. And I think in this day and age, some people, when we started up Vectis Radio, they called us crazy. Well, they didn't. I've put it in the nice way. They called me mental. That's what they called me. You're mental for doing that. And you think, no, you've got to give it a go. And I think, well done you. And good luck. And you've already been going. How long have you been going?
Since the middle of April.
Okay. Middle of April.
Yeah.
And I know you told me last week that everything's going okay.
Yes.
And so long may it continue.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. Is there a website we can check out any details on?
I'm on Facebook.
Right.
Under The White Time. And also on White Bay. There's an advert on there.
Okay. So. Brilliant. All right. Thank you, Jane, our friend from White Time. And the White Time now is just gone 5 to 12.